Joseph Martinaw is the executive director for the Bureau of Assessment and Accountability for the Michigan Department of Education. He's on the other end of our line. Joseph, how are you?
I'm doing well, thank you. How are you?
I'm doing very well. The numbers have been released for the 2012 Michigan Merit Exam. Before you tell us about some of those numbers, tell us what the Michigan Merit Exam is.
The Michigan Merit Exam is our high school exam. It consists of 3 days. On day one, students take the ACT plus writing. On day two, they take a work skills examination from ACT as well. And on day three, they take some Michigan items that round out the coverage of our content standards, the content expectations we expect students to learn in high school.
And how do we do?
We did pretty well. We're actually seeing increases across the board on the ACT scores, increases across the board on college readiness according to the ACT, and increases on all of the MME scores except for social studies, which has remained flat.
All right. Where did we have challenges?
I think the places we have challenges are, one, in spite of having seen significant increases over the last 4 years and over the last year, we still have relatively low levels of students being prepared for college and careers, so we need to raise that. We need to continue improving there significantly. And in particular, we've had statewide challenges for students of color and for economically disadvantaged students. We have some significant achievement gaps with the rest of the students in the state. So the State Department of Education is really putting a focus on how do we close those gaps.
Do we have specific plans on how to improve?
Actually, we're bringing together a group of stakeholders in the next couple of months to really look at what do we do to close those gaps, because they've been around for a long time in Michigan and we just really need to close them.
All right. What led to the successes that we had?
Well, I think there are a couple things. One is we've had the Michigan Merit Curriculum in place for some time now. It was put in place in 2006, and when was put in place, a lot of people thought, oh, we're just going to have a real difficult time because students are now being expected to learn a lot more in high school. Well, we're seeing the results of that, where things are just going up. I think once you set those high expectations, kids and teachers tend to rise to the occasion.
Do you think that we need to work harder to get even better?
Oh, absolutely. I think we definitely have, again, as I said before, some low numbers of college readiness and career readiness. We really need to make sure that our kids are prepared to go out into the world they're going to face after they finish high school.
All right. How did MidMichigan do?
Well, MidMichigan did, some of the districts in MidMichigan did, about the same as the statewide average. Some of them did a little worse, and some of them did a little better. We've got, a wide variation across the MidMichigan area.
As I look at the scores, DeWitt, East Lansing, Fowler, Hazlett, and Williamston stand out, but the school that looks like they have the best scores, just with a glance, is Pauoma, Westphalia. So there's a school that's not close to the city, but they're getting it done.
Right. I think you can't just say this is where the school is, this is how they're going to do. We do have some wide variation across the state, across MidMichigan, and it's not just about where the schools are.
Were there any school districts in the state that didn't do well or that dropped from last year?
There were some that dropped. I don't have the specific names of those that dropped, but we do have, as I said previously, particularly for districts that serve a preponderance of students of color or economically disadvantaged students, we do have lower scores, and that really concerns us.
All right, so I would imagine we're talking about Detroit and Flint and Saginaw, and perhaps in the Grand Rapids area?
Yeah, in that kind of area, yes, we are seeing some of the lower scores where we are concerned.
All right, and I know that although the scores are up, the areas that we want to improve in, we've raised the bar, is what I'm trying to ask. Is that correct?
Yes, we have raised the bar. This is the first time we're releasing Michigan Merit Exam results with our new cut scores. And the cut score really is the score that students have to reach to be considered proficient. And we conducted a study last year where we reset the cut scores to represent students having a 50% probability of getting a B or better in their first related freshman course in college. So, for example, in mathematics, if a student scores right at that proficient cut, that student would have a 50% probability of getting a B or better in their college algebra course. So we've really raised the bar. It's no longer just do you have basic high school skills. It is are you prepared to for success in career and college.
But it needs to be higher, doesn't it?
It does need to be higher. It was the cut scores were lower. We did raise those cut scores, and we did see a drop from last year in terms of the kids that were considered proficient. But when you look at things, applying that new cut score to the past 4 years, we are seeing a rise in terms of overall levels of achievement. It's just that we reset the bar, and we're expecting more kids now.
Well, as I look at the scores here from the last few years, the percent meeting or exceeding ACT college readiness benchmarks in each subject, those are all up. The ACT mean score on each subject, those are all up. The percent of proficiency in the MME subject, those are all up. And you know what's significantly up is reading, which is very critical to all the other subjects.
Exactly. I think this really is fundamentally a good news story. We are seeing students improve in their achievement levels, and it's pretty much across the board.
All right. Joseph Martineau is the Executive Director for the Bureau of Assessment and Accountability for the Michigan Department of Education. Good news, sir. Thanks so much. Enjoy your weekend.
Thank you.